Final practice. First of all, let's revisit the pretest from page 1 to do a quick review. There were 3 questions in the pretest, and I want to review them here and see if you can choose the correct singular or plural verb to agree with the subject. Number 1. The number of people who have children has or have declined. Which verb should you choose? You may remember that the number of is an expression of quantity that always takes a singular verb. So we should choose the verb has. The number of people who have children has declined. Don't get confused here with the word children. Who have children is a relative adjective clause in the middle of this sentence. But the subject, remember that we're looking at the expression of quantity at the beginning, the number of people. And so we need a singular verb. Number 2. People say that statistics is or are a difficult subject to understand. What's the subject here? Is it people? Is it statistics? Well, this can be a little bit confusing because the subject of the sentence is people, but we have a clause in the middle that statistics is or are a difficult subject. So the subject of the clause is the word statistics. Now you need to ask yourself, is statistics singular or plural? And this is a little bit of a trick question because it ends in the word S, so you might at first think that statistics is a plural noun. However, statistics is a word for an academic subject, just like English, biology, math, etc., science, and history. So statistics is an academic subject. It is a singular noun, even though it ends in the word S. So you need to choose a singular verb, is. People say that statistics is a difficult subject to understand. Number 3, scientists say that a person is or are in a better mood when the sun is shining. Again, you need to ask yourself, what is the subject of the sentence? The answer is scientists. But now we have a clause in the middle of this sentence, that a person is or are in a better mood. And so the subject of the clause is the word person. Person is singular, so you need a singular verb. Scientists say that a person is in a better mood when the sun is shining. When you're ready, complete the quiz group to check your understanding of subject-verb agreement. And when you're done, when you're ready to submit your scores, click Finish and email score at the bottom.